All right, I think we've got a lot to do, so we might as well get started. I'm John Maloney, and I'm going to be talking about microclocks, live coding the real world. And you'll get to see a lot of real world stuff, including maybe real world bugs. I'm being joined today by Kathy Giori, who will be helping with the presentation, Turbin Gunesu. And there in the back of the room, we have Peter, who's organized this dev room. And where's Bernat? Bernat is another member of the Microblocks team. And next to him is Jens, who was sort of one of the founding members of Microblocks at the very beginning. So the goal of Microblocks is to make it the most intuitive and engaging tool for physical computing imaginable, and create a global community of learners and educators around it, which here we have a global community. A sort of a sub-goal is to inspire a wide range of learners, especially those who do not initially see themselves as potential technologists. So this is really important. We want to invite people in to STEM, not just the people who already are like excited about it, but get new people in. This is the kind of testimonial we like. I won't read the whole thing, but this is the story of a teacher who started teaching some girls STEM, and they initially were very unexcited about it. But then as they started doing stuff with the microbit, with art and music and stuff, they got more excited, so they signed up for a second trimester. And the third trimester, not only were they so excited, they brought their friends in.